Okay. Well, we've had a couple good days of work so far. Guys are still learning a lot of the system and really what we're trying to get accomplished with everything that we're doing. But I've been pleased with really with their effort and the way they study and the way they try to take to the coaching. So we're good. Questions?
I feel like the defense has taken it personally, how they played last year.
You know, I don't know. I don't worry about last year much. I just worry about trying to get them better now.
Like, what's been your initial impressions just working with Greenway and what you see there and what kind of tools he has and how he can fit into what you want to do?
He can fit in fine. He's a good guy. He's smart. He's very conscientious. He's a pro's pro. But he should fit in. He should fit in very well.
He talked about learning a few different spots. Is that something you really look for him?
Yeah, well, with the versatility? When you go to the game with six linebackers, you know, if something happens, they got to be ready to go. And so part of the deal with all of our guys is we're trying to give them a lot of different things to do. And, you know, I've always felt like the more things you can do, the more valuable you are, especially on game day.
Spent a lot of time so far coaching up, looks like guys in the secondary. How receptive have they been so far to what you're preaching?
I think they're receptive. I don't know. I don't really worry too much about if they're receptive or not. We just try to, you know, coach them up. And I mean, they want to be coached, and you know, so. And I've spent a lot of time back there in the past, so that's really nothing new.
Okay.
When you look at this, do you look at it kind of as an open competition across the board? I mean, you're kind of trying different things.
Sure. I mean, you know, our coaching staff doesn't know these guys for the most part, and so we're just trying to figure out, you know, what guys do what best and how we can use them and, you know, and then who's the best guys. You know, I think competition makes us all better.
A guy has an education from Illinois State, and a name like Mike Zimmer, is the sky the limit for a linebacker like that? Or
I don't know. Illinois State's a good school, so I don't want to be negative on that. But we'll see.
What did you like about him? From what you saw in the tryout that he showed earlier?
Well, you know, he was a good player in college, and then you know he went to Jacksonville a year ago, and he, he's a good, smart, instinctive player, and you know he needs an opportunity like everybody else that's here.
Kyle Rudolph just said there was a moment where they kind of looked around the meeting room and went, "God, we actually do have everything that we need here." You kind of feel like there is sort of that sense of really strong forward momentum.
Well, I think we got a long way to go, but I do feel like there's some ability here, and you know it's part of us to get him back into playing together as a team, playing smart, doing things that win football games, and but we have some ability, you know. And Norv talked about, I know he talked to the offense yesterday about some of the pieces that they have, and you know why can't they be good? You know, people forget that we have two quarterbacks that have taken teams to playoffs by themselves. So, you know, we have some ability. I know that people are, you know, saying we don't have this and we don't have that, but what we do is, What I can tell that we do have is we do have some heart, and we do have some competitors, and we have some guys that want to be good.
Mike, how can you tell for sure that everybody's buying in? New system, new coaches, new.
I don't worry about that. I don't worry about if they're buying in. My job is to coach them hard and try to get them to be the best players they can be, and you know, you'd have to ask them if they're buying in really. My job is to coach them.
Mike, you talk about being competitive. It's not very often that you see an OTAs, the guys kind of getting each other's faces, and they said they're kind of taking the cue to be competitive, right, and not leave it for training camp, but to do it now. Do you like to see that early? I know that you told them kind of maybe they have to temper it a little bit, but you like to see that starting right now with OTAs?
No, you know, it's not so much that. We have to be smart. You know, we're a team. We got to play together as a team. We have to do things together. Both on offense and defense, and we got to help each other out. And you know, I love competitors, but I also love smart guys. And so, the more we can continue to learn how to practice and practice good and play the right technique. You know, this time of the year is about technique and fundamentals and understanding the scheme and understand where everybody else is in the offense and the defense and the special teams. And the more that we can understand that, the better football team we will be.
What have you seen from Adrian out here? He says he's excited about working with Norv.
Yeah, he's good. He looks great. He's made some tremendous cuts. I think he's, you'd have to ask him, but he seems excited to be here about some of the things that we're trying to do with him. And I think it's only continuing to get better. But it's good for him to be here. I know other places there's other things going on, but I told him I appreciate him being here.
Tough not to have Teddy Bridgewater out here for the first day of OTAs?
Well, he was here for the first day. He just wasn't here for today. For Teddy especially, because he's learning. He's got a lot of catching up to do, but he's doing a good job.
Mike, I know there's limits on what you can do here, and it seems like the time you're able to get with these guys has gotten shorter. Is there still a value in what you can accomplish out here today? I mean, how much value do you find in what you're able to do in days like this that will help you in the season?
It's tremendous, tremendous value. The things that we get a chance to work on and accomplish, being able to understand where we're supposed to be in zone coverage, how the receivers are supposed to run the routes, the timing of everything, understanding how to play blocks, how to combination blocks on offense, the calls that we make. There's so many things that are so valuable, and we're still in early stages of what we're learning. But I do feel like as a team, we're starting to work together a little bit better.
Mike, what's preventing Matt Khalil from participating at this point?
He had a little procedure done. I guess it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. He's going through individual and stuff like that, so we're just being a little careful with him right now.
Shoulder?
No, it wasn't shoulder.
Mike, you touched on Greenway, and he said that this is the most he's ever studied football maybe in his life. He carries his iPad with him.
That's good.
It's a little bit
like
of good
that.
Stress. Do you like to see that in a player that's already established himself on the team? It's good to change.
I do. It's important to him, and that's why he's been a good player for a long, long time, is because it's important to him. And if we had 90 of those kind of guys, they would really be good, but I do think our guys are studying a lot, and hopefully we're keeping them accountable about knowing what they're supposed to do all the time. And it makes me feel good.
As a coaching staff, are you waiting to see those maybe confused, intense looks turn into confidence when it's at that point?
I did tell him yesterday, everything's happening pretty fast right now, and the offense is shifting and doing a lot of different things, and so it complicates other things, but it'll slow down, once everybody starts getting a little bit more comfortable with the terminology and the calls and the movements on offense and the motion and formations and play calls. So once that happens, it'll slow down a little bit and everything. But it's good that everything's going fast now, because they feel like, whoa, I got a lot of work to do.
Is that kind of a product of just these 3-day bursts, as opposed to once you get to camp, it's a little more continuous?
No, the product of this part is teaching them. So, and we'll go back in training camp, we'll reteach things, but so that they feel more comfortable when we get to training camp, when we start going playing games, and everything will hopefully slow down for them.
Mike, can you talk about what's holding your three defensive backs out? I saw Jamarca, Josh, and Sendejo were limited.
Sendejo had a procedure on his back not too long ago, and the other two guys, they got a little nicked up yesterday, day-to-day, little muscle pulls, nothing major.
Yeah, I jumped in late. Have you talked about Mike Zimmer, the linebacker?
We did a little bit. We didn't have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
No, it won't be hard. Hey, they'll cut me. I ain't worried about cutting him.
What are your expectations for Tom Johnson, and what did you like about him and why you guys went after him in free agency?
Tom is a good kid. He's got great quickness. He's got good acceleration. He's smart. He uses hands well. So we feel very fortunate that we were able to get him.
Does Lindvall
Joseph
look at
him as a candidate? Maybe, you know, I know you don't care about the depth chart, you said till September, but see a guy who could compete for a starting berth as you look to replace Kevin Williams?
I don't know about that. We got to wait till we get in pads and training camp and all that. So we're just rolling guys in right now, and we're not worried about the depth chart. We're worried about trying to get each player better, trying to get better as a team, trying to make sure everybody understands what the other person is doing, the guy next to him, the guy behind him, the guy on the other side of the ball, and the same thing. So I think that's all about teaching us how to be a team and play together as a team and play together as one.
Is Lindvall Joseph coming back from something too?
Yeah, he had something in the off season. You know, actually before we signed him, we knew it. But he'll be fine. I mean, he's actually getting real close now.
Last two for Coach.
How much of a difference maker can Joseph be?
We like a lot of things he does. Obviously, we got to get him out here on the field and get him going a little bit more. But but we felt really good about him when we signed him. So. We're anticipating, and I hate to comment on guys until we really get them out here and get them going.
Last one.
Good. One
thank
short
you.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
We'll bank that for later.
Extra on the next time.